Y'all know it's season 3, so K. Kumei had to come back and do it lovely. Bam! AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. AKC get in your seat, it's almost time for SMG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we're gonna get it in NYC. I know other motherfuckers have tried, but there's only one SMG by KC, and that's Sunday. I know y'all ready for the spice. New episode drop Monday, right? We talk nasty, classy, teach you shit. Might have you change your fantasy. Have you wanna taste some cream? You never know what SNG. Just tune in, she'll change your life respectfully. AKC getting NC, it's almost time for SNG. We want sexy, we want gritty, and we know we only get it in NYC.
Back to Sex and the Gritty in New York City. If you are just on live, you know that this is a double episode. Whoop, whoop, we're back. And you know, of course, because, you know, we got a little sad earlier. You knew I was coming back with the nasty because who would I be if I didn't? Like, K. Kermit was going to give you a little bit of nasty on a Sunday. Come on now. Okay, like, I know it's Easter, but, you know, we about to get a little spicy in this hole because I have some very special guests, okay? And I know one of them is worth the wait. Okay, I'm going to let my first guest introduce herself. Go ahead, my love.
Well, peace and blessings, love and light, and all that other good shit. Happy Sunday to y'all. My name is Samara the Pussy Poet, and it's PVSSY. The V is for vagina. If you don't eat pussy, we can't be friends.
Okay, did you hear that? Can you say it again?
My name is Samara the Pussy Poet, and it's PVSSY. The V is for vagina. If you don't eat pussy, we can't be friends.
Amen. Amen. That felt like scripture right there. Okay, hi, my other guest. How you doing?
How you doing?
And what's your name on my mic?
Young James, 6'7".
Okay. Okay, Young James. All right. Now, what's your favorite position, Miss Samara the Pussy Poet?
I don't think I have a favorite position.
Really?
I like to fuck.
Oh.
So we gonna fuck. Oh. And whatever comes out of that, we just call it artwork.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what? Okay. What do you like? What's your favorite part of sex? What's your favorite part of fucking? What is it that's like your go-to? Like, you know, all right, dinner session, you cannot have this.
I cannot not nut on your face.
Mm.
That's pretty.
Okay.
That's when it's pretty. Custom
week. Okay. Okay. I feel a vibe.
That's what you call special gloss.
Oh, that's your special gloss. Okay, so you're really on your dominatrix set. Like, that's part of, like, okay, like, you need to submit to me first.
Exacto.
Okay, how do partners take that? Have you ever had someone resist?
Every partner outside of the one I have right now felt absolutely fine into that line. But in my current relationship, definitely living the sub life. And I like it here. Like,
okay.
I like it here.
Okay,
fun.
Somebody came around and flipped that ass.
Flipped it.
Okay.
Flipped it again.
Okay.
Double toes.
Okay, hold on. I need to hear more about that. 1 second. What's your favorite position over there, my boy?
I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Probably back shots.
Back shots? Back shots, yeah. Okay, okay. A lot of people say back shots. You know, that's a regular up here. But okay, now back to you, Miss. Now you live in a sub life. Okay. Can you explain the difference between a dominatrix and a sub life? What's the difference?
In my dom life and sub life, the very vast difference is literally the respect level. Like, with the relationship that I'm in right now, him being who he is just causes me to give him a certain level of respect because that's what he's deserving of.
You said some very important things.
Listen, energy is very important. You gotta know who you fucking before you start fucking or you gonna be fucked.
Okay, okay. And so now the whips and chains, how do they go in this situation now? Who's getting whipped with the chains? Talk to me. So now you're getting whipped instead of doing the whipping. See, when I met her, y'all, I don't know if y'all remember one day, it was like 2 years ago. Like, literally, I met her and she was whipping somebody and pouring hot candle wax on their ass, okay, at her poem. Actually, I would love to hear one of those poems right now. Give it to me, girl.
All right.
Give me a look of something.
Nigga, what the fuck is you doing that you ain't pick up your phone? Mm. You better be inside, nigga, because I'm on my way to your home. And when I get there, nigga, you better be ready to drop them drawers and lift my dress and lift me up and get all up in these walls now. Open up, daddy. Tongue out. In your mouth. Throw me down, grab my ankles, and eat this pussy out. I'ma squirm on purpose, so you put your hands around my throat while my fingers squeeze your fingers, eyes watching, begging you to choke. Me like you hate me, but touch me like a lady and make me say, ooh, baby, till I squirt on your face. Then you kiss me like you miss me, legs wrap like I am gifting. This is what you've been missing. Now you pulling my hair. My head is tilted back as you nibble on my neck and place the nipple clamps. Slide two fingers in my mouth so I taste myself before you put them in my ass. Swiftly slip up in me and moan because it's tight. Take a deep breath, get ready for me to work these walls tonight. And I'm gonna work them so good you won't wanna pull out, but I need you to, baby, please bust in my mouth. But until then, keep slapping, grabbing, scratching my skin. Hold on, let me get on top because I'm about to go in. I came in with an attitude, but we gonna fix that now as I sit on your dick and I squat and I bounce. I know your neighbors weren't ready for this noisy disturbance, but I'm about to fuck you like Crash. Baby, this is plain turbulence. Now hold on. And let me grab this blindfold, and boy, you better not move. And let me grab these handcuffs and make it do what it do. Put on some nice soft tunes for me to suck your dick. But after the first nut, we gotta change that shit, cause I'm trying to fuck. Okay. To some 21 Savage and a little Kevin Gates, Biggie Smalls, Lil Kim, and a little Dr. Dre. Now why you running? Cause I ain't swing that hard. It's just a little whip. Relax, you get your turn. I'm a sub and a dominatrix. I need that angry sex that leave my pussy on swole, that leave my knees on weak, put me to sleep. That's the goal. But before we get there, we got a long way to go. So let me wrap my arms around your shoulder so I have some support as I slam like bulldozers while I ride that horse. And it feels so good, I'm so glad you can't run. And damn, it feels so good, I think I'm about to come. God damn, that was fun, I think I need another one. So let me undo these cuffs so you can show me how it's done, cause I need some angry sex.
Ooh, we got a snap. Ooh, we got a motherfucking snap. Bitch, y'all didn't get chills? Y'all didn't get a little bit of chills just now? Like, okay. First of all, mama didn't come to play. She said she wanted angry sex. She wanted to ride. She didn't want you to run. Okay, like, this is the type of sex, the exciting sex that KB be trying to get y'all to have. Like, first of all, I just want to say the poem touched me. Okay, the poem made me want to touch me. Okay, like, I love that. I definitely love to feel the art. Like, you feel me? And the thing about art is it's definitely designed to make you feel something, and each individual is gonna feel something. Now you gave me a little sex flashback with that poem. I felt it. The poem did a little you feel me? Okay,
that's what it's meant to do. To paint pictures in your mind. I'm a sex worker that don't have sex, but I will cater to your fantasies.
And the reason why I was so drawn to you when I met you is because I used to write my own erotic stories when I was younger, and so it felt, I was like, oh my god, look at me personified. Like, I couldn't believe there was someone else out there that writes the way I used to write.
Girl,
and
put
like
it out there.
It's so old though. Like, I stopped. I know I should. You know what? I always say I'm gonna bring it back up. I'm gonna write another one. I used to write the stories from start to finish. Like, I mean, take a nigga from here to his nut because I wasn't ready to fuck. You understand? Like, so when you did that fucking poem, I'm like, bitch, look at me. I loved it. I loved it. I felt it.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you do that poetry? Like, while you, like, you know, taking off your clothes and doing all that shit for your man? Mm-mm. It's just, he know what it is.
He got this thing, right?
Yeah.
He like telling me to shut up.
Ooh.
Cause I don't like that shit.
But
I like it when he say it. It's okay when he say it.
Okay. So, James, would you like a little dominatrix in your life? You not sure?
Can't handle that.
You not sure?
Nah.
So you gotta be in control.
Nah, it depends. I ain't no sub though, but if I do it, like,
you wouldn't submit?
Nah.
You don't have to be a sub to be submissive.
Say that again.
You don't.
You was getting where I was getting at. So the thing about submission, people assume that you have to be like on your knees with something in your ass to be a sub. That is totally not what it is about.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's definitely more so of releasing the control in this moment to another person to do with you as they will, but trusting that they're going to give you the level of pleasure that you want. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, you really have to know. You have to, in order for somebody to blindfold me, I got a motherfucking trust. I'm about to say, you.
That take a level, a different that level of trust.
That take a lot of mother. Mm-hmm. Like, you about to blindfold me? You nigga, you could just rob me. What are you doing? Like, you know,
blindfold and bound. Mm. Sometimes,
but gag, you know, but I really fun. Do. I want to be submissive. I've never really been that submissive.
Do it.
Like, when my boyfriend ties me up, I mean, he ties me up and he gives me head, and I be like trying to get out of it, like I can't take it, but I don't think that's there's more levels I want to attain. Like, I want to, like,
have you ever had suspended sex?
Okay, now you see, this is why I fuck with you, this is why you my bitch, right? So I was on Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the motherfucking sex swing that go on the motherfucking door. But let me tell you why, how they played, because it was in my cart. I went back and they was like, no more. So I'm waiting for it to come back in stock, okay? Because I'm gonna have that motherfucking suspended sex, okay? Because we deserve that shit. But I want to add another partner to the suspension. So it's gonna be like me in the suspension, right? My boyfriend underneath me, and the girl suspended in between them leg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that means that you need them sheet shit. Yeah. I don't know what exactly they call, but they install it in your ceiling.
Yo, I don't want to go that far yet, because I don't want to just like have my mom over and she come and be like, well, what the fuck?
It's changing curtains for photo shoots, mom. Don't worry.
Okay.
About it.
Yeah, you got the whole setup.
My mom.
It's a backdrop.
My mom heard my show before. I think she would put two and two together.
That last shit should be okay. Listen,
let me tell you something. That is something I really want to try, though. Okay, like, tell me some more about your freaky experiences. I love this. Tell me more. How did you get into this dominatrix of life?
It was never part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced to BDSM slightly because of my very, very first girlfriend, but it was never something that I saw being, like, part of my career or anything that I saw myself doing.
And at first, did you like it? Like, how did she do? Did she offer to tie you up at first? I know that's like the first step.
My intros was definitely along the sub line, but I was also like a student.
Ooh,
because while I'm in the process of having all these things done, I'm observing her. I'm observing how I react to certain things. Mm-hmm. And then when we bring other people into the party, now I get to see how she's going to react and how she's going to react.
Okay, so
and
once I started dealing with niggas, it was the same. Okay, so tell me how this sub-dominatrix threesome goes. Walk me through this. I want details.
It's very simple.
Okay, tell me a story. Okay, so, fuck that. Mm-hmm.
When we talking dom and sub threesomes, are we talking one dom, two subs? Are we talking two doms, one sub?
I'm talking whatever the fuck happened in your bedroom. Tell me now.
You need to let me know which one you want to hear. Is
okay, you know what? Give me one
doms,
of these. Shit.
When it comes to having two doms involved in a situation, it gets to be really tricky sometimes because you have two very headstrong people dealing with one person who's basically like yours.
Right, okay.
And when it comes down to the pleasure aspect, there definitely has to be a certain level of communication going on, whether it be actual communication or silent communication, because body language does speak volumes.
Yes.
You gotta know exactly what's going on.
Like, if not when a nigga pushing it up in you and you going, and it hurt, and he think you going, because it feel good. You feel me? Like, you gotta know what it is. Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, vibe. Now.
But here's the thing, right? If you have three women in one bed.
Yeah.
Two of those women are dominant.
Okay.
One is submissive who loves to eat pussy, right? Mm. But she have one mouth. You cannot use one mouth on two pussies.
Yeah.
But you have two people who are probably going to fuck you up respectfully. If you do not do that, what you going to do? That's when you got to get versed in multitasking. That's when commands start coming into play. That's where you got to take a very small piece of a backseat and say, okay, well, if you're going to be doing this to her, this is what you're going to be doing to me. And if you don't do it properly, well, then you might have some problems.
Okay, so you saying you was in the bedroom. Shorty was trying to eat your pussy and the other pussy at the same time. So she was on some...
trying, but that don't work. You're not going to achieve that nut, and you're definitely not gonna achieve this nut.
That's
doing
a fact.
This fucking chicken cluck cluck shit. Like,
yes. So that she gets in trouble for not being able to get both of y'all
exactly.
nut.
But I like that part.
Though. So you was in trouble, or you was putting a person in trouble?
Given the trouble, I cannot get in trouble.
Mm.
I
Okay. Ooh, I like it. I like this. Ooh, I feel so nasty. Ooh. Okay. That's next. Next. Okay, so now you as the sub, give me your sex as a sub now.
Okay, so when it come down to the sub part, are we talking a strict lesbian thing or are we talking
Give me one of each. Give me one of each, baby.
All right. We'll go with the lesbian part.
Yes, give me a story. First, I started at her titties. I want to know.
It wasn't even all those type of time. It was my first time experiencing being gagged, like fully being gagged.
Ooh, I've never been gagged before.
The 8-ball gag, that shit.
That's like the one that have your mouth like this. Ah, that's the big shit. Mm. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry, my boy Jay. You ever heard anything like this in your life?
I heard of it, but I know.
What you ain't hear up close?
I feel like I ain't live.
I feel like you feel she got me feeling like I got shit like to do. Come on, I'm listening to
that shit. No, high key, listen. Mm-hmm. If you got problems sucking dick, I'm not gonna say ladies because despite if y'all wanna hear it or not, niggas suck dick too.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you got a problem sucking dick, get a gag. That shit will definitely help your jaw out.
You know, it's so crazy. I never had that issue. But, I mean, I could understand the issue.
Exercises. So, you don't got to sit like this. That's people exercising.
This is not funny. Oh, my God. All right. Okay. Come back to the story now.
Yeah. So, I was ball gagged for the first time. That was a nice experience. It was cool vibes. At first, it was a little irritating. But once I got used to it, it was all like.
So, she like put you on the bed. Like, she put the gag in your mouth. She had you on all fours.
Uh-huh. I had zip ties that day. She had a canopy bed. It was all like.
Yo.
Okay. So, you were full extended. So, your arms were out. Mm-hmm. You were tied to each post on the bed like Patrick Starr. Okay, I need to put the visual out there, okay?
Mm-hmm. So pillow under the belly.
Ooh.
All the vibes.
Yeah.
I was subbing, but it was all about my own pleasure.
Mm.
It was one of those, I don't need you to move. I don't need you to think. I don't even need you to breathe unless I tell you.
Let me tell you, that's some sexy ass shit right there.
It's a different kind of orgasm. When you have a controlled orgasm, it's different from when you know you're about to nut and you just nut. It's different from when you know you're about to nut and a motherfucker tell you no.
Mm.
Hold it.
Mm.
Don't. Mm. Or you can. Or say please.
Ooh.
And then if you do, well, you better prepare for whatever it is that they're going to do to you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, or babe. We have to get some like spanks and like whips and shit. This is so. Yo, I'm over here taking notes. I love a learning opportunity. Like, oh my God. Okay, so. My man, you telling me right now that this is making you want to go out and get some whips and chains. Like, you trying to implement this?
Yeah.
Okay, how's your sex life right now? Like, you feel like y'all up there to the point where the next step is kinky whips and chains? Or, like, y'all not there yet? You having relationship sex? You in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, where y'all at right now? Like, you know, you sucking dick in a handstand type shit? Or y'all still, y'all relaxing right now?
Wow. I mean, she ain't turn up like that
gotta turn her up then.
Nah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess it's all about like.
It's definitely about the mood vibe. And like, I'm going to need you to plan
a spontaneous
date.
You better wake up in the morning,
go
make her some pancakes
mm-hmm.
and some nice sausage so
formula.
She can prepare for the next sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that shit in the room, let it smell up her nose. Oh, yay, breakfast in the morning. Take her ankle, drag her out the bed, straight to the wall. You stand up on the wall, put her ankles up here, eat pussy. I promise you'll have a good day. She not gonna know what the fuck is going on. You're gonna have Santa Claus face. It's gonna be beautiful. But y'all gonna have some good breakfast. She gonna have a sausage.
That is some really good fucking advice.
Nah, y'all, that's what I'm saying. Yo,
listen, let me tell y'all something. If y'all if y'all don't listen to Kay on a regular day when I be telling y'all to do this shit, listen to Samara, please. She's not even playing with y'all right now. She said,
and it's coming from a female, so you know
a woman.
It's
a woman.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. Say it with me. Say a woman.
A woman.
Woo. We see how that felt. That power felt different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let me say something. Right. If you're not up to certain levels, you don't have to go out there and just buy a whip if y'all still having vanilla sex. And when I say vanilla sex, I mean no toys. Y'all not doing anything extra. You barely eating pussy. Like, eating pussy is an event. This is not where you just bust out the whips and change. That's not for you. It's also okay to start low and then progress. It's okay to start with a small toy. Maybe bring a toy into the sex. eggs. You know, try to spice it up. And what would you like suggest, Samara? What toy would you suggest that they like bring that. In? Okay. What's this toy?
This right here is my absolute bestseller. It's called a mini T-Rex. I'm going to give you a little sample of the vibes, too.
Okay.
Girl, yes. Let me see your hand.
Come on, mama.
This thing...
Ooh.
They say you're not supposed to use this if you got shit to do during the day because it's gonna put you to sleep.
Ooh.
About 45 seconds or less.
No, this is a real. This is like the massage shit you get from the doctor after therapy. This is like
12 different speeds and functions. Ooh. And if you a Pokemon, then Squirtle. It's okay. It's
waterproof. My gosh. Okay, so this is the one in your bag. This is your to-go kit. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Well, goddamn, that motherfucker was running. You want to test the vibe, my bro? Because, you know, we trying to spice up the sex life. Like, are you eating pussy at least, my mans?
Of course.
Okay, you eating ass?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You got a bed. You standing, you know.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you making sure to drink the squirt when it come?
Of course.
Oh, man. You was on some grown shit.
Like I said, I just never did, like, the...
Shit. All right. So what's a good sex session for you? Like from a woman, what do you get that makes it good?
From you mean like
what does a woman have to do in sex, you know, in a sex session with you that you feel like, okay, this was a good sex session, like nah, her shit was lit.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you like in sex? What does she have to do? Like, I know, like, my man, he love head. Like,
I'm about to say, of course, head.
Yeah, like you feel me? You can't suck
like the balls.
Exactly. Okay. You like the gooch?
Yeah.
Okay, we doing the gooch. All right. You know, a lot of people, we come to feel like they don't like the gooch. I don't think y'all grown enough.
They're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. I feel like they're saying that, they didn't have a proper experience.
I say that all the time. Niggas is lying.
They saying that they don't in public and...
And I feel like that's something like you can't come up here on SNG and cap because we real up here. Like,
listen,
mm-hmm.
With my goddess pleasures business, right?
Yes.
The clients that I have, mm-hmm. The way these men talk on the forefront compared to the shit they be asking for behind closed doors.
Oh, trust me. I believe you because I've had people who I've introduced things to in sex and I've told them, oh, you guys should try this. You guys should try getting your ass ate. And they be like, hell no, that's mad gay. And then they came back a couple... What happened?
Nah, so I ain't reached that level yet.
You ain't reached to getting an ass ate? I'm telling you, I had them come back tell me, Kate, listen, that shit was crazy. I had a bitch sucking my dick and I had a bitch eating my ass at the same time and that nut was different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, that's real shit. And I feel like a lot of men are afraid of that aspect because it's associated with gay sex. And because they just know it publicly as something that happens between gay sex, they think it cannot happen between heterosexual sex, which makes no sense to me. Because, again, if you're not doing something with a man, it's not gay. If you're a woman, does something to you and you like it and your dick gets hard and you want to fuck because of that, I don't see how it could be gay. If you're not thinking about a nigga doing it to you and you getting hard, then I don't feel like it should be considered gay. I feel like people, again, society, you letting men outside tell you that's gay and you not experiencing it in the bedroom for yourself because you think that he think is gay. Yeah. That's gay. Why the fuck you worried about what a nigga heard about in your crib? Like, you gonna let a nigga that you smoke with outside tell you that it's gay to get your ass ate. So you never gonna get your ass ate because the man them say no man.
I think it's more for each his own thing.
I feel again, people
if you're
are
into
afraid
it, that's what
to
ex- you're into.
But you don't know if you're into it unless you try it. Mm-hmm. How would you know that?
You know your limits.
No, I feel like you don't. I feel
like
how would you know?
A lot of men don't like to admit to the fact that your ass is just about the center of all your kinky pleasures. Like
they don't
want
like
that
it because
extreme nut. If you say you never had your toes cross the North and South Pole together, then that shit happened to you. It's gonna happen.
And
you're
I try to awaken men to the fact that they can have 10 times the nut because I know they've been jerking their dick since they was like 10. I'm trying to give you a different type of nut. I'm trying to give you a nut that make you say, yo, I never had sex before. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to definitely update your level of pleasure because if I haven't taught you anything, I've taught you that one, there's no gender roles with the body. There's no gender role with nerves. Nerves don't know that you're a man and nerves don't know that you're a woman. Nerves just respond to being touched. They respond to being stimulated. And so if I stimulate your G-spot, which is in the male's anus, and it works, you feel me? I don't want the fact that you heard it was gay to stop your nut. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, men have to be able to understand that, again, if you're in the bedroom with your woman and your wife and something happens, you feel me, that you liked, that's what it is. It's sex between you and your partner that you like. Now, if you do something with a man on the low, and then your woman try it, and you like, oh no, that's gay. Well, that's because you knew that's where you got it from. So you understand?
You have a man ass.
I did before, but you understand, my current partner, he was not for that shit. Like, he, right. For me, he's just that. That's for him. Again, he's that's just why
I
like
say it's like it's a each it, it, I don't knock nobody who.
But it's like, you know. Again, at the end of the day, you feel me? I feel like certain people have a notion because they've never tried it. Like, you try something and you say you don't like it, I respect it 1,000%. But if you're gonna sit there and say like, okay, well, I just don't like it because I heard it was gay, or because that's gay, or I seen it associated with gay porn, that's kind of weird. That's like saying, you feel me, like, I can't appreciate a rainbow in the sky because gay people use the color of the rainbow.
Yep.
Like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? It's just certain things I feel like society has put out so many rules, but like, look at the type of sex me and her's having. Like, you never experienced certain shit. We out here fucking niggas in handstands. Like, you feel me? Like, we eating pussy dangling off roofs and shit. Like, you gotta do different shit because look how
you catch when you upside down, all the blood rushing to your head.
Bro, like, yo, I remember one time my boyfriend tried to get me to stand up to receive my head, and he was like, all right, stand up and put, like, he wanted me to put my hands on the bed and stand up, and I couldn't. My legs were fucking shaking. Like, the nut was coming so crazy. I was like, no, I ain't gonna sit down. Oh my god, that shit was so crazy. Like, bro, and it's like he started dying because it's like he know he doing some shit, but it's also the positions, and different positions give different vibes. He could have been doing the same tongue moves that he do when I'm on my back, but because it was a different position, a it fact. Hit differently. You fact. Understand? That's even the fact. Thought of the fact that, oh my god, this nigga got me standing up right now, is gonna be in the head on top of the fact that you're trying to come. You understand? Like, yeah. Just the spontaneity of a different position that you don't do every day is gonna upgrade your level of sex, so every time you come back in the shit, you feel me, you wanna be like, hold on, well, goddamn, like, is this the same dick? Oh my god, I be asking him, I be looking at his dick after we done, but yo, that's the same dick. You didn't go add another inch or nothing, like, and it just I'm telling you, it'd be lovely, the fact that he's so open to trying things, because it makes everything more fun. Like, I'm a spontaneous person, you feel me? And he matches that not only in life, but in sex. And so now you bringing up the suspension sex. We was already looking for the shit, you feel me? Like, he's already with the shit, you feel me? Like, I don't got to do too much. Baby, you want to try? He's like, yeah, well, come on. What you saying? Well, you saw that? Let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, he's on motherfucking timing. Because
the main goal is always to please our women. That's where we, well, me personally, you get your satisfaction from, like, knowing that, you know.
Mm. Okay, so are you a pleaser?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, like, so
are you actually a pleaser? Because people love screaming that shit and they don't even know what a clit is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't, niggas don't even be having stroke games. Priestess. Yo, Priestess. Niggas be like, I'm a pleaser. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure she nut and they fuck like this.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the pussy is a whole pussy.
Yeah.
Know, but they don't know that the pussy's a,
like,
whole
like, a lot
pussies.
Of niggas won't even think to just whine in your hole. They won't even think to just do the simple motion of tearing the dick clock around while in the pussy. Like,
to.
Little shit like that, niggas don't do. Like, niggas won't sit down in your shit and just take a little whine and whine up the circumference like a ting.
Stab you.
You yes. feel me? Like, some men only do the jack. The jackrabbit hammer. They not worried about the rest of you, the rest of your body, arching your back. Some niggas won't even fix their position when they see it's hurting. They just keep trying to go even when you're running. No, you need to adjust your position, hold her up and hit her right. Hit her correctly, mm-hmm. caress her, hold her body mm-hmm. and wind up mm-hmm. in the ting. Like, change mm-hmm. up your moves. Get in that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, become, okay, the type of sex partner that people desire. Like, but the one that they will definitely call back. Okay, you're gonna be on a call back list. They not finna delete your number. They finna keep up with you on the gram. If you change your number, they be like, oh, hey, you changed your number. I texted you, it was green. I need that new number. Okay, you're gonna be the after brunch call. Like, step your shit up, fellas. Okay,
that's the certain muffle at the
no of course
that's the those the type of niggas though that's like, they don't care as long as they like got they nut type shit like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of men need to care more about the whole sex and not just their sex. They need to care about how sex is for the other partner. You know, a lot of men, again, they feel like if the vagina is wet, it's okay, but I can be wetter. You know, like you, I mean, like it's a difference. Like the vagina gets wet, but it can get wetter.
So that's my question. Damn, I was trying to ask it. So if it's dry, is it the man for her?
It's definitely the vibe that you create. So as a partner, right? When I describe sex, I say sex is a trance. And when I have you in this trance, I want to keep doing things to keep you in this trance. Keep have your eyes rolling back. Have you saying, what the fuck? Are you in my trance, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do anything that breaks your trance. I don't want to ask too much questions. I don't want to fuck up the suck. I don't want to fuck up the lick. You feel me? Right now, I have you. I mean, your body is in my control. Right. You cannot think. You cannot text. You cannot look left. You can't answer your phone because you're unable to. Because I am controlling your sensories, I'm controlling your nerves, I'm controlling your nut, I'm controlling the blood rushing to you, I'm controlling the fact that you're seeing stars because you're closing your eyes so tight right now. I'm controlling that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And so the pleasure and the dominance you get from giving pleasure is really the fun about it. And that's when you get better in sex, because you're worried about how they feel. And it gets so much funner to you when you laughing on a dick and you doing little shit with your tongue and you watching the body jump and you watching them squirm. It's like,
yeah, that should be the funniest part,
right? Funniest, okay, part. So you feel me? Like giving pleasure and making sure that their body is responding to the things that you're doing. Making sure that you're seeing the stomach go up and down because you suck in the pussy just right. You feel me? You're making sure that little piece of the clit, the part that y'all be leaving out at the bottom, you got the whole thing. You understand? You want to put your tongue and then you want to flick and suck. Give me two motions at the same time so I can't think. I don't even know what's going on. Yes, I don't want to know what's going on. You understand? Like when I'm in my trance, I cannot be doing other things but focusing on how much I love you, how much I love your mouth, how much I'm so glad I found you that day. I mean, it's all about you. Yeah. You have to consume my thoughts because I'm in your trance. And if I'm not in your trance, if I'm able to roll over and like fix music and like really like go search a new song, I'm not doing my job. Right. Like I want to be trying to fix the music like yeah, I'm gonna change it.
I want to sound stupid.
I want to be stupefied. I literally do not want to be able to do things, and that is when he's gonna feel accomplished, because he's gonna be laughing at the fact that I'm in his trance, laughing, nah, and you laughing, and you still part. Sucking. Oh my God, you are a demon. What are you doing?
Nah, you you're an after. Angel. You gotta laugh after. You gotta.
Nah, it's funny because like I feel like I think it's so much sexier when you do the low little laugh, because it's like, haha, I got you.
Got you, yeah, nah, definitely.
Like,
got
you feel me? Like, the low little laugh, like, you know, the rumble that you feel because it's a deep laugh, and it's just like, yeah, like, what you said before, like, I didn't say
all
shit.
All that shit you was popping.
I didn't say shit.
No, I said everything. What like else that? You want to do about it?
Listen to me, okay? When a man learns your body, okay?
That's when you got to fuck with him. Because that's the situation I'm in right now. He too smart.
He's too smart. Up.
But it's okay. Because we going to play.
Play. And when you have a partner that learns your body and then adds the toys, adds the suspension,
adds the ropes. He said no to that. He says, he's my human toy, and that's it. I sell these.
Okay, so you got to whip him into submission. You got to get some more stuff.
Nah, I'm good.
You good? You like the sub?
I like it here.
She love it there.
I think
you found your match.
The vibes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I see what's going on here. But you know, that's also something that a dynamic people don't think about. A woman who's mostly always in power loves to be submissive to the right man because it feels good. It feels so good to relinquish your power, because if I'm a powerhouse all day, I want somewhere where I can. Now I want to take orders. I don't want to just tell you what to do all the time. I'm that way everywhere to everybody else. Like, I have my own business and I'm a movement by myself. You understand? So when I'm done that movement, you feel me?
I just want to curl up
with me. I just want to curl up with you. Like, we are forced to be together. So, you know, I can stop. I can relax because you're going to handle it now. You feel me? And I know that I can relinquish control. And even that vulnerability that I give you by not being the powerhouse that I normally am is just... You have to not take that for granted. A lot of people don't know how much it takes for a woman of power to just release all her strength and just be your plaything and to submit herself to you. That's like a real genuine gift.
It's hard to switch to the passenger side when you're used to driving.
Exactly.
People don't. That's a gym.
That's a good one. And I mean, honestly, though, like when you come with so much like you and I, when you come to so much like... When you get to the point where it's like, okay, we've done so much and now we have to look for more things to explore. That's like, okay, now you my man. Like, we really in this together. Like, you ready to go to the next level because you don't mind. Mm-hmm. To some people, we're like, all right, I'm here. I want to stop. I've met a lot of vanilla sex people. And you mean, I try to enlighten them. But I mean, some people just are comfortable where they're at. And I mean, that's totally fine too. Mm-hmm. But for the people who want more... And who really are looking for more, who feel like, yeah.
You can't be with somebody who want more.
Oh, and that is the dynamic I spoke about last week when we discussed the trueness of fantasies and how you handle fantasies. Because you can have a fantasy, but when do you know that you have to act on it? And when do you know it's something that you don't have to act on? Like, we discussed those lines. Because as a person, you don't ever want to be trapped in a relationship where you want something so bad that you sneak and get it. You cheat on your partner. You want to address that and bring it up before it gets to the point where you can't hold it in anymore. You understand? Like, we don't ever want to sit on a fantasy, something that we really want to do because of the other person, and, you know, end up cheating or hurting them.
So do you leave when you feel like you're not?
And so,
or do you try to change them?
And so what we came up with was that you be honest and you bring it to your partner, right? If it's even, and then again, the line was, if it's something that you feel like your partner would never be into, do you even bring it up? And I feel like if it gets to the point where you feel like you're on like a secret group chat trying to get it, you need to bring that up. You understand? But if it's to a point where you just watch it casually, you know, to get a nut, and then like after you like get it off your screen, that's not something you need to try to pursue because you're not really into that.
I think it's a conversation that needs to be had either way, because when there's a will, there's a way. If your partner is not comfortable with you doing whatsoever it is specifically, maybe once the conversation arises, you could find a way around it, find a little loophole, try to find a way to make it happen so that you're at least finding a place in the middle. It's not exactly what your partner don't want, but it's not exactly too far off of what you do want, and there's a common ground. You cannot find common ground if you don't talk about things.
And I definitely feel like there are going to be those partnerships that do find a median where they can meet, where like, okay, maybe the threesome, but they have rules, or maybe there's a time limit, or maybe there's a safe word.
Is there rules to a threesome, though?
It depends.
There's rules.
There are some rules. There are some rules where, okay, if you're the dominant partnership in a threesome and you're bringing someone in, your unicorn, right? There can be a point where your boyfriend and the girl can't kiss, or he can't eat her pussy, or you know, or he can't nut in her. Or he has to use a condom. Or they can't communicate. That's, or he has to use a condom.
I never had one, but I always was like, yo, if I do, you got to pick the girl. To avoid that type of, like, dynamic. Yo, you still communicating
with her. And I always say it should be the other way, because I feel like the guy should have some sort of attraction to the woman, because I want the woman to be attracted to him as well. I want their dynamic of sex to be genuine. I feel like as a woman, I can more so warm up to his choice. More so than maybe my choice not like him, or they not have the right chemistry. Like, I would actually want them to have their own chemistry, because I know I love him already.
Like, it's all.
How did you go about finding a partner
involved in my partner now?
How did you go about finding a third person for threesomes for your partnerships?
That hasn't happened in this one. In my current situation, that has not happened.
So prior to,
but prior to, humble statement. Me being who I am, people tend to kind of throw themselves at me. You know, they want to experience, they want to know if
definitely get
the
that.
Talk is the talk, or if it's just hype.
Sound like people from my DMs. And Lord Jesus.
You know, and it's on both sides of the boat, men and women both. They just, so if I feel like I want to stick my toe in the water, it's
is there. The water's there. Plenty and it's funny because, like, I never try to sound like that, but it's so true. Like, honestly, like, not even trying to be funny. Like, if something happened in my relationship and I felt like I wanted another one tomorrow, the DMs is open. Like, people are there because of the experience that we talk about. Because a lot of you people who are out there are providing this type of experience. And that's why I have a class, so that you guys don't have to fantasize about this one person that you hear. Because I can teach your woman or your man to be just like us. I can teach them to give you that level of pleasure that you can have with the person that you already love. I don't want you guys to have to fantasize about things that you can attain in your own bedroom with the same person. If you would just take the steps that we are telling you, be more open, be more communicative, because there are plenty of things that are going to happen if you open yourself up to it. You know, there's a plenty of whole different type of nut out there for you men if you would let go of the stigmas that you grew up on or heard people say one time. Because let me tell you something, the body doesn't know that that's for gay sex. I'm just going to say that, okay? And at the end of the day, okay, I want to thank you guys for coming out, okay? I want to thank you, Samara, for coming out. I want to thank you, James. I want to, you guys can tell them where to find you again, please.
Let him go first, because that's going to be a list for me.
You can just follow me on IG, Young James, 67 underscore, I believe. Anything spelled regular, YOUNGJAMES 67 underscore. And thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Vibes. Okay, so you can find me primarily on Instagram at Pussy Poet the Goddess. It's PVSSY Poet underscore the Goddess. You can find these lovely drinks on the gram at Saucy by Samara. That's Pussy Juice, Happy Juice, Juicy Squirts, Goddess Pussy. Just let me know what you want, and if you like it, like or dart, I got you. If you like the candles, the oils, the sex toys, you can find me on that Instagram at Goddess Hempress. It's H-E-M-P, because everything I do, I smokes the weed. You feel me? Okay. And if you like the vibes, then hit me up at Pillow Talk Twins. That's me and my twin sister. We got all the vibes that you didn't know that you need, but you got to DM us to find out what you didn't know.
Okay. That's the vibes. Shout out okay. to you, though. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. I learned a lot. I had much fun, right? I definitely love when someone can come up and do most of the talking and teach Kay, because Kay loves to learn as much as I love to teach. I have to learn more so I can teach you guys more. So I always love these learning experiences where someone has done something I haven't done yet, because it gives everybody an opportunity to grow right with me. And I hope you guys do take some of the steps we were given today, because we was really talking today, okay? Really talking about them suspensions, them toys, them clips, them nipple rings. You gotta taste the poetry. We gave you a whole scenario to go try to repeat now tonight, gotta pay for okay? the classes. You feel me? And I do teach classes. That link is in the bio, okay? Make sure you check that out. It's Cole Haskell, Cream with Creme, okay? Know that. You feel me? And SNG, we out. Yay! Okay, that was so, so good.
I felt like I ain't live yet.
Feel like you ain't live yet, right? No, but honestly,
take a whiff of that oil. Let me know if you want that one or one of these.
Okay, so this is massage oil?
It can be. That's all body. So I have a variety of oils. I make hair oils, three different kind of hair oils, body oil, skin, beard, and a leave-in conditioner. Shampoo and conditioner is coming soon, and lube just now. My multi-purpose oils can be used for lubricant, though, except the ones that have wintergreen and eucalyptus, because it will set your poom poom on fire. So, yeah. Those are all fragrances. It's supposed to be used to replace lotion and, like, perfume, cologne, alcohol, shit.
I use oil now. So
that's all my vibes. These.
This is not the same one as this one.
I think I like this. These two are the same. The two light color ones. Yeah. One is Touch Me and one is Caress Me. The darker one is Touch Me.
Ooh. I smell a hint of Lick Me All Over. Yeah, Mr. Normal Alem. Yeah.
These is all the new,
I don't know which one to choose.
21 edition.
Okay. So what you giving me now? Because my editor deadass cursed me out.
I'm sorry. This This one is what I'm giving to you.
Yes, mama.
Yes.
Okay, but we forgot to explain this.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Okay, thank you so much again for coming out. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to choose my oil right now. Okay, I'm gonna take this one. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, catch a flake. And do you want one of these?
Oh my gosh, yes, I would love the green one.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's saucy. You want one?
Yes. You remember him from the performance at Manny's?
He was asking me just like, you don't remember me, do you? Like, I remember you.
Remember the blonde hair, right? Yep.
He came in the back. He said, what y'all smoking? I grow my shit.
Yeah. Fucking wait.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to. See, that was like, yeah. So,
grown bud?
Yeah, facts.
I know that shit is tough.
I would have never forgot that shit. Because that's my work. Like, I'm a butt tender.
I was giving away weed the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
How long it take to.
He was, right? Yeah.
You want smoke? You want smoke?
I know that shit is expensive to maintain. That's always going to know, like, how long that shit takes.
Let's just do a drop really quickly where I just get you guys talking about the episode. And then, because I wanted to finish before the 50 minutes before the camera cut. So, y'all can just come over here for the logo, right? We're basically, you saw the end of the drop last time, right? So, basically, it's going to be like, you're now tuned in to, it's so-and-so, and it's so-and-so. You feel me? You are now tuned in to the grittiest or the sexiest or whatever your, endurance you want to throw on it. And then, that's it. It's, just freestyle. It's just basically talking about the episode.
Vibes.
You forgot the what?
Yeah. The sweatsuit. I was supposed to shout out the sweatsuit.
But I'm always around, Mama. Don't worry, you can always get that to me. Okay, so we're gonna just grab the drop now. I don't have the phone.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. I'm so happy. My phone was on airplane mode this whole time. Okay. So you can move more over that way. Right, perfectly. So you can see the logo right between you. Perfect. Okay.
One second, it's the drop, right? Mm-hmm.
So, 5, 4.
Wait, who's going first?
You are now tuned in to, hey, it's so-and-so, it's so-and-so.
You want to go first or me?
You go first, Simone. Yeah. You go first. Okay. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, show girl Samara the pussy poet is PVSSY. The V is for vagina. If you don't eat pussy, we can't be friends. And you are now tuned in to Sex and the Greedy Podcast, bitch. The sexiest goddamn place for you to be on a Sunday. Hello. With K and the booty.
She did. You know what? Okay.
I should have just went first.
Okay, so you go first and let her finish the drop. That was beautiful, Samara.
Yeah,
that's
really beautiful. I need it just like that again.
Dead ass, right?
Right, rewind. She told me I would have dead did that. I'll be like,
okay. Ready, set, go.
Yeah, what up? It's your boy, Young James. Oh, I thought you were gonna finish it. All right.
Okay, so it's your boy, Young James, and it's your girl, Samara. And you say you are now tuned into, and let her finish everything else.
All right, cool.
Okay. So, you go first, she say her name, you are now tuned into, she do everything else.
Bad.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, and.
What's up, it's your boy, Young James.
And your girl, Samara the Pussy Poet.
And you now tuned into.
Sex and the Motherfucking Gritty Podcast with your girl, K. And remember I said Pussy Poet is P-V-S-S-Y, the V is for vagina. If you don't eat pussy, we can't be friends.
Period. Perfect. Okay, that's it. Perfect. Okay, and we gotta do some boomerangs, and then you guys are out of here, okay? Box. So we're just gonna do, I'm gonna get in the middle of you guys.
Yeah, so let's get these sauces in here, because
okay,
I'm
no problem.
Get as much promo.
You wanna grab that one?
Can I get as much promo?
Of course. I'm just sorry it didn't happen the way it should have.
It's okay. Girl, why can't I tell you what happened?
Okay, ready, set, go. Let me see. That was pretty cute. We're gonna do it again. Save it and do it again. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Wait. Did he say go?
Oh shit. Okay. Okay. Okay,
ready?
Hold on, hold on.
Get a little closer
together. Okay.
We family.
Yeah, ready, set, go. Yes. This is so cute. Let's do one more. Let's just do one more. Okay. All right. The jacket on. I love my jacket. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your color splash. Color
you
splash.
Feel me? Mm-hmm. All right, and then we're going to go. Okay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
We have to say it.
Ready, set, go. Let me see. This is so cute. Uh-huh. This is it right here. That's yeah. Okay.
Appreciate y'all.
I really do. Okay.
Beautiful people.
Okay, so.
Are we still recording?
Oh, no. No, we're done.
Good. So let me tell you about this bitch brand. This
okay.
Made little piece of shit.
So, yeah, what happened?
I don't know if you know about this trippy God blender. He be selling bud, LSD, shrooms, all that other extra shit.
Trippy God Fender?
Trippy God. He's a vendor.
Okay, Trippy God. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. So. We did an event in Harlem last night.
Yeah.
This nigga got an issue with the girl that's music for me because he feel like because he allowed her to sell bonnets at his party mm-hmm. that she need to fuck him or give him some money. So he start calling up my phone telling me, oh no, she can't come in the spot. I better not see her. If I see y'all, I'm running down on y'all. You already know how I am.
No, last no, like, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming out. And I appreciate you for having that patience.
Nice meeting you.
You too. Okay. You too as well. Thank you.
To then turn around and come to the spot. Oh, I already told you what it was hitting for. This nigga come inside throwing bottles at people. Bottles? Throwing bombs. Yeah, that's my... Throwing bottles, throwing bombs, tossing shit up all over the place. Acting like a little bitch. Like, something like, so what exactly do you want to do? Tell me right now.
Yeah.
Let me know right now. Because if you want to get crazy, we can step outside and we can get crazy. Don't think because you got a dick, I won't fight you.
Great.
I will fuck you up today.
Mm-hmm.
No, he want to go cursing on, going so on all this other shit.
He was throwing bottles at y'all.
Girl, he was in there bugging the fuck out. Oh, bitches love acting like they too good to fuck. I don't give a fuck. Somebody gonna give me some pussy today.
What?
The fuck?
That
are you
is mad rapey. That's mad rapey.
It was a whole rapey. Shit.
Let's get my rapey right now, Bob. Let's get my rapey right now.
A whole fucking shit. Like, yo.
I'm so sorry you had to go do that. Like, I really, really hate men that don't understand the value of themselves. Nope. And so they take it up out on women when they get told no, because they take it as a self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they go so hard, because like, oh, you think you're too good to fuck me? It's not a self-reflection that she don't want to fuck you. It's just like you just happen to be her type, or you feel me? Like, it's just not something that you have to take personally.
I don't understand why you and I being in the same place selling stuff to the same customers mean I have to open my legs. That's the part that I don't understand. Where you come from with that?
Where did you get that from?
I don't understand.
That's disrespectful as fuck. Honestly, I'm really sorry you had to go through that. Like,
girl.
Babe, I need pictures in this outfit now. Jesus. I really forgot I did an outfit change this night, so I picked up the bag. Okay, come, let's take some pictures. Oh, you can finish cleaning up. I'll just be right outside. Okay. Okay.
to get my dogs? All right, I'm about to be on my way back over there. You said, what are you doing tonight? Or you just gonna be there all night? Because this nigga from SBK is asking if we wanna come sell drinks and hookah at the spot in Queens at 11 o'clock. He said he'll pick us up if. Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. That's what I was calling you for before to see what you said, cause I know you said you might go to a party. So I told him I gotta check with you to see what you wanna do first, because depending on what you're doing is what I'm doing. Cause if you going out, then I gotta be a god. So, well, he said he's gonna check in around 10:30. So just let me know, or do you know for sure you don't wanna do that? Alright, so now I'm gonna tell him Mr. Dub, and I'm gonna just go inside and make more candles. Alright, I'm gonna call you when I get over there. Come on.
Take the best pictures in. What are you supposed to do?
That's the vibes.
You know my best angle.